This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with the news out of stories first. Incessant rainfall since few days affects lives across the country. 11 people go missing in Sankhwa Sabha district after landslide buried 9 houses. Nepal's 147 corona-infected people return home today following health recovery. Total number of home returnees climbs to 8,589. The state-owned transport service provider Saza Yatayat to operate public vehicles from 16th of July. And Russian University says clinical trials of COVID-19 vaccine completed. Now the news in detail. The incessant rainfall since few days has adversely affected the lives of people across the country. Meanwhile, 11 people have gone missing in the landslide at Sankhwa Sabha of Sisuakula of Siling Chong Rural Municipality 1 in Sankhwa Sabha District. The landslide occurred early this morning with the incessant rain swept away 8 houses. Likewise, 3 people were rescued alive by the locals. Meanwhile, Deputy Superintendent of Police Nabaraz Malla said Madan Rai, an asthma patient, died of cardiac arrest. Security forces have been deputed to the site from Sisua and Tomku. Further details surrounding the incident are awaited. Likewise, the death toll due to the landslide in Magdi district has reached 20 yet after one more dead body was found today in the state of being buried. The district police office Magdi informed that the dead body of Khim Bahadur Jugjali of Daulagiri Rural Municipality 6 was recovered today while extending search operation of the disappeared. 4 more people are still missing in the landslide as their search is said to be on the way. Meanwhile, the number of dead in the landslide of Barikot 4 in Jajarkot reached 11, while 3 persons are still missing in the incident. Rural Municipality Chair Mahendra Bahadur Shah informed that 1 person of ward number 4 and 2 others from ward number 6 have gone missing. Meanwhile, a couple has reportedly gone missing in the flooded Babai River in Bardia district. The Bardia police said 32-year-old Jit Bahadur Tharu and his spouse, 26-year-old Rajkumari of Bagannaha Thakur Baba Municipality 4, suffered a tragedy as they were on the way to home after collecting firewood from the river bank. More than 500 families of Barikot Rural Municipality of Jajarkot have been displaced as the whole settlement came under landslide threat. Barikot Rural Municipality Administrative Officer Gobinda Singh said that the displaced from the rural municipality have been kept at local schools. Likewise, 80 families in Jhapa have been displaced due to rising level of water in the Kankai River. Moreover, the police in Bhojpur said 5 families of Dingla in North Sadananda Municipality have been displaced due to the landslide. The families have been taken to safety after the debris started to fall from above their houses. Similarly, Mahottari police said that Jaleshwar Bardibas Road in Mahottari has been obstructed after Ratokhola eroded the road. Similarly, settlement of Biratnagar Metropolis 12 have been displaced due to inundation from the swelling Keslia Khola. The local representatives have said that the displaced have been kept at school after the rescue. Nepal's 147 corona-infected people have returned home today following health recovery. In a regular press briefing of the Ministry of Health and Population today, Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam confirmed the discharge of 147 recovered people from various isolation centres across the country. With this, the total number of recoveries from COVID-19 has reached 8,589 in Nepal. A spokesperson Dr. Gautam further said that the rate of the recoveries from the infection till this date is 51.01% in the country. Likewise, 82 new cases of coronavirus were confirmed today out of 3,916 PCR tests carried out in the 25 laboratories across the nation. As per the information shared by the ministry, Nepal has 16,801 confirmed cases of coronavirus so far. The state-owned transport service provider Saja Yatayat is to operate public vehicles from 16th of July. Deputy Executive Director of Saja Yatayat Cooperative Limited, Mahendra Raj Pandey, informed that 26 buses received route permit in Kathmandu Valley would be brought into operation by following necessary health security measures. Mr. Pandey further said that the number of buses would be added considering the pressure of commuters. Likewise, Acting Chair of the National Transport Entrepreneurs Association, Dolnath Khanal, said that the association was positive towards operation of public vehicles. He added that the vehicles would gradually come into operation as the talks between transport entrepreneurs and government were into positive direction. Chairman of the ruling Nepal Communist Party NCP Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has assured that the party cadres that the NCP would not split. During a cadres meeting in Chitwan today, Chairperson Dahal reiterated that he was determined to keep the party unity intact. He urged the cadres to advocate for party unity rather than for certain leaders and faction. Chairman Dahal further stressed the Communist Party cadres must abide by the party principles and based on the thoughts. Likewise, the Dahal called on party cadres to warn against any unwanted tendency aimed at provoking party and leaders. He recalled that the unity was there behind the promulgation of the constitution to the release of the revised map of the country. Likewise, Chairperson Dahal insisted on unity in a struggle against disaster. In his address to the meeting of the District Disaster Management Committee, Chitwan, today, the leader was of the view that the response to Corona crisis and natural disasters should not be weaker. He urged the entire political parties, civil society, media and all to engage in a combined battle against the COVID-19 crisis. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Here we take a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back now, rest of the news updates. The government has received the commitment of around 36 billion rupees in foreign direct investment, FDI, in the current fiscal year. According to the Ministry of Industry, the commitment of rupees 35.94 billion was received for 213 enterprises until July 5th for the fiscal year 2019-20. The Department of Industry Statistics states that that total of the commitments, 70-80% is from China, followed by India and the USA and Malaysia. A spokesperson at the department, Vinod Kumar Khatka, said that, however, the number of companies has decreased, but the ratio of investment has gone up this year as compared to last fiscal years. Three public broadcasting organizations, including Advertising Association Nepal, have submitted a memorandum to the Communications and Information Technology Minister, Dr. Ivraj Khatioda, demanding the implementation of the Clean Feed Policy. Receiving the memorandum today, Communications Minister Dr. Khatioda said that the implementation of the Clean Feed is a common agenda of all. The submission of the memo has boosted morale of the authorities. Meanwhile, Mr. Dr. Khatioda said that the formation of advertising board is on the way and the necessary regulations for the regulating advertising section will be prepared soon. Minister for Tourism, Culture and Civil Aviation, Yogesh Kumar Batroy, has directed the office bearers and staff of Pasupati Development Trust to work for the welfare of broader Pasupati area. In a review meeting of the trust today, Minister Batroy asked the officials to forward every project under the broader Pasupati area development through a public hearing by inviting the representatives of federal, state and local levels. Minister Batroy had also called for the review meeting to take stock about the implementation status of 48-point directives. On January 11th, he had given 48-point directives about the activities to be carried out by the trust for immediate and long term. The National Human Rights Commission has urged the all three tier of government to bolster preparedness to check possible damages due to natural calamities, rescue the victims, manage treatment of the injured, and distribute relief effectively. Issuing a press statement today, Commission spokesperson Bid Prasad Batroy urged all to lead human rights-friendly development programs, considering loss of lives and properties every year due to floods, landslides and inundation. The Commission has also expressed grief over the loss of lives across the country in the recent incidents of natural calamities. The Commission is also said to have been collecting information about the status of relief distribution and rescue operation, treatment and rehabilitation of people affected by the calamities. Commission member Sudeep Pathak also held a discussion with Home Secretary Maheshwar Nupani regarding the latest efforts led by the ministry in the relief distribution and rescue operation. You are listening to Red Nepal's 8 PM news. Now to some international updates. The clinical trials of vaccine against the novel coronavirus were completed on volunteers at Sechenov University, and the results of the research proved the medication's effectiveness. TASS News Agency co-chief researcher Elena Smol-Archuk saying that the research has been completed and it proved that the vaccine is safe. The volunteers will be discharged on July 15th and July 20th. She further said that the volunteers will remain under medical supervision on an outpatient basis after being discharged. The first stage of research on the vaccine at Sechenov University kicked off June 18th when a group of 18 volunteers were vaccinated. The second group of 20 volunteers were vaccinated on June 23rd. The United Nations Security Council has approved aid deliveries to Syria from Turkey, but only after caving into the Russian pressure to close one of the two access points into the war-torn country. Following a week of division and seven ballots, the UNSC on Saturday passed a proposal submitted by Germany and Belgium allowing the use of Bab al-Hawa crossing point for 1 year. More than 7.48 million coronavirus infected people have recovered from the virus infection across the globe. Meanwhile, the data analyst Oldometer put the global cases of coronavirus infections to more than 12,847,000. When more than 4.79 million coronavirus cases are still active across the world and more than 567,000 people have lost their lives due to global pandemic of COVID-19. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is also likely to occur at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Fudisa, but before wrapping up top stories once more. Incessant rainfall since few days affects lives across the country. 11 people go missing in Sankhua Sabha district after landslides buried 9 houses. Nepal's 147 corona-infected people return home today following health recovery. Total number of home returnees climbs to 8,589. The state-owned transport service provider Saja Yatayat to operate the public vehicles from 16th of July, and Russian University says clinical trials of COVID-19 vaccine completed. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Fudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the morning. Stay tuned and have a good night.